VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. We are now officially awaiting your call here at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Griff, I have a question.
Go ahead.
How do you unfollow a group that you're following on eBay?
You mean a group, eBay group?
Yeah, it's in you know, when I go to our, it's an eBay community.
Yeah.
I follow two groups, eBay Radio and one other group, and the other group is no longer there, but I'm still following it.
Oh, I see. Oh, that may be hard if it's not there anymore.
Well, it's there, but poor guy is in hospice right now.
Yeah.
And his group hasn't been touched since May.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking I should.
You know, I'm not, does E-Betsy know? I'm not sure I know.
Betsy, if you know, will you call in to 888-RADIO-30, please?
Yeah, because I'm looking at subscriptions
I'm looking at my subscriptions.
Right.
And then underneath it, it says groups you follow. Well,
yeah, hold
eBay
on.
Radio members and then groups you follow.
That's, where does it say that?
Well, if over to the left.
Yeah.
Where it says, first you see a little box and it's got both of your groups in it. It says my subscriptions. It's a box that says my subscriptions. And then underneath that is eBay members. And then underneath that is groups you follow. And mine says two in parentheses. And one of them is eBay Radio. And the other one is the other one.
Right. And I don't see a way to maybe you have to ask eBetsy to remove you from the group.
From the
but
other
you
group.
Can't. Oh, no. You mean you have to ask the person, and that person may not be
yes,
able to do it right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
So
that's no big deal. But
it's no big deal.
I would like to, you know.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Not follow. Yes. Yeah. It's Uncle Joe.
Yeah, I know.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad.
So for those of you who haven't heard and you know who Uncle Joe is, Uncle Joe is in home hospice. I don't have much news, but he's been very ill.
We're sorry because we loved him.
Great guy.
Yes, definitely. Our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. This is your time to call in. Talk about your eBay listings. Talk about any issues you may have. Oh, I have one. Let me grab it.
Do you have an issue?
No. I've already given you all my issues for today.
Wait a minute. For today?
For today.
I expect for the as long as I know you.
In
this
fact,
is
I
not
sent
the end
you
of the
an
issues.
Email with another issue in it. What can I tell you?
You did?
Yeah, I did. It has nothing to do with anything right now, but yeah, I sent you something.
When did you send that?
A few minutes before the show started.
I have an email about. Oh, you mean about your...
Yes.
Don't worry about it. I sent you a reply.
Oh, good. Okay.
You're cool. Just submit it. You're fine.
Well, we've got another email about the same subject that we talked about a while ago, but it's a guy that we know so well.
Okay.
Gary Henderson, that I wanted to bring it up again because he sent email to both of us.
Oh, he did.
I want to thank, well, actually it's to me, but he says, good morning, Lee. I want to thank you and Griff again for all you do for the eBay community. I've really enjoyed eBay Radio's events in Las Vegas the last several years. Keep up the good work. The question that I have is regarding the new shipping requirements that affect seller status. We ship 85% of our items LTL common carrier. Remember the guy?
I do,
a while
yes.
back?
Yeah.
We use a flat rate shipping rate to take the guesswork out of shipping fees.
Yeah.
With the recent changes that eBay has made to policy, it does not recognize this method of shipping.
Right.
We always ship within 24 hours, except weekends, and post the shipping carrier and tracking number, da-da-da-da. We had looked at free shipping, but in the past we found issues with this. All of our freight ships to a business address or a local LTL shipping center for customer pickup. When we offered free shipping, we had over 50% of the people would not read our bold shipping information stating it was to a terminal or business and then would be angry with us.
Yeah.
Tell me the best way to remedy this situation. Respectfully, eBay seller.
There's nothing you can do. We're not, eBay's not going to recognize that carrier. At least not in the near term. I don't even know about the long term. I wish I had better news for you. I just got to set it to you. That if there is a financial advantage for you to using this particular service, does it outweigh not benefiting from 20% discount on final value fees? You have to do that math and arithmetic yourself to determine whether it's worth your while.
Okay. So we're only going for the big stuff right now, the big guys.
Big guys?
Yeah, USPS.
Yeah, the recognized carriers that are available for tracking, just for supplying tracking are USPS, FedEx, and UPS. Those are the three within the, if you're located within the United States, you're selling on eBay, and you want to be in compliance with the tracking upload so that you get a discount on your final value fees, those are the three and the only three we recognize. There are no plans to recognize other services.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
E-Betsy's on the line with us. Hey, sweetie, what's your question or comment?
Well, I figured out how you can leave the group.
Okay, how do I do that?
It took a little doing. Click on the group name.
Under groups you follow?
Yeah, click on the group name.
Okay.
That should take you to the group page.
Okay.
And you see a blue button that says new message?
Yes.
Underneath that button is a little square with a twirly arrow that
says
options.
Leave
click
group.
Click on that. There it is. Leave group.
Okay. Are you sure you want to leave this?
There it is.
Group? Yes.
And
who knew?
But whatever you do, if you're experimenting on this and you're using your eBay radio page, please
don't make a mistake.
Don't be clicking on that leave group.
Our numbers go down 1,000. People say, oh, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, really.
We'll follow you up. We'll follow after you and rope you back in.
Okay, I just did it and it worked. You're good, Betsy.
Well, we try.
Thank
you. Took a little figuring out.
So how's your remodel coming?
The remodeling is coming along swimmingly, thank you. They have erected new rafters, I'm happy to say. And the room will be closed back in before sunset. It was very nerve-wracking having it open to the world last night.
Well, I suggested maybe you leave it that way.
Yeah, it's a big skylight.
It's called atrium living.
It's sort of like the dance floor at the Trocadero, Griff. The ceiling completely opened up.
Well, the good old disco
days.
Yeah, it's a disco. Tell him what you're doing.
I've seen pictures. Are you making a disco?
We call it our atrium, but it's a DJ booth and a dance floor room.
Oh, brother.
So this is traditionally been its highest and best use. So we're having a new dance floor laid down and a new ceiling put in, and we are ready to once again raise the roof.
I would have thought that you would have put in a lit-up dance floor like Saturday Night Fever, but I guess not.
Oh, no, we do our own lighting.
Okay. And you have... You have a mirror ball, right?
Oh, yes. Of course, we have a mirror ball. That hangs over the DJ booth. And then we have dancing flowers, and we have, you know, little light-up toys. And we have one disco light overhead that turns and has a gel in it, you know, multicolored gel. And then we have all kinds of lava lamps and glitter lamps and such. So we are quite well-equipped in the lighting department.
And the eBay colors, I understand.
Well, the eBay colors are in the disco ball, and we bought it much before there was an eBay, so I was very pleased to see the eBay colors appear in it. It was just destiny.
Yes. Well, they are primary colors, I mean.
Thank you,
yes,
darling.
They are, right? All right, you're very welcome.
Bye,
thanks,
dear.
E-Bets. Is that like a valid shortening of E-Betsy?
E-Bets.
E-Bets.
Sometimes I call her Bets, sometimes I call her Betsy. It's confusing because, you know, her real name is spelled B-E-T-S-I-E.
I know.
But she's E-B-E-T-S-Y.
She's such an icon.
I know. She is the eBay community, my dear.
She is the, yes.
There's no question.
I know.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, and yeah, I wish I, yeah, that's great. Okay.
And we're lucky to have her.
We're lucky.
Yes.
We're very lucky, you and I.
Yes, we are. Would you believe that we're going into our 13th year? Is that right, or are we going into our 12th?
Oh, I
no, we already
it.
We're in our 12th.
Yeah.
It'll be, in June, it'll be 13. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Boy, that is really overwhelming applause. They sound as tired as, it sounds like they've been clapping for 13 years.
Hey, listen, if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish to us during the show while we're on the air. You just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form, hit the submit button. We can't promise to respond to every email we receive, but we do our best. I say we get to 99% of them, and if I don't get to all of them, I do it the next show. So we do get everybody's in, one way or the other. Our telephone number again is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And speaking about the eBay Radio Group, if you want to join the eBay Radio Group, you don't have to. You can listen to the show without joining the group, but Griff and I get really depressed when you don't join.
You want to share that? I think my therapist would take issue with you. That's too much sharing of our information.
Just go to ebayradio.com and yes. Sign through the community link just underneath the group's name. Yeah. Even if you're already signed into eBay, they're going to make you sign in again. Then click the Join Group button, and your membership will be approved shortly thereafter. Then you can join us on the chat board during live shows, and you can read the eBay Radio newsletter, which on Tuesday contains the secret word. So it's very, very important.
Very important.
Our telephone number again, 888-RADIO-30. Keith, are you with us? Let's try Keith again. Keith in Landrum, South Carolina, known on eBay as XCERGY. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
This segment, this open phone segment, was sponsored by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Ring us right now at 888-723-4630. You're talking eBay on eBay Radio.
You know what you want to do. Share your items with the world on social networks like Pinterest and Facebook. You want to get in front of that 1.5 billion people. Social Beacon from PageMage can help. Perhaps you don't know where to start, or maybe you did start, but don't know what to do next, or even if it's working. As social media has grown, so has the research on what works for online sellers, and we are here to help. Built for marketplace sellers, new Social Beacon from PageMage lets you promote your listings on social networks, giving you real-time metrics so you'll know what works. Social Beacon saves you time with simultaneous and scheduled posts. And with Social Beacon's guidance, you'll be a successful social marketer and not a listing spammer. And it's free. You can share your first item in 5 minutes. To learn more about Social Beacon, go to pagemage.com. And did we mention it's free?
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 287.
Great customer service is very important to your eBay business. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media. He's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller Third Power Outlet. He says if a customer complains, do something about it, and then
follow up. Let's say you tell the people, we're going to send you another one, no problem, we got it. Then when you send it to them, hey, follow up and say, did you get your package? Just check it in, you know, because that adds really, really killer goodwill. Because now you've had an issue, you took care of the issue, and then you follow up, man, they're going to love you forever and come back to your store every time they need a product.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with Girded Loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this segment, this open phone segment, that is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. We'll take your call at 888-723-4630. We will receive your call. We will accept your call. And we will hopefully answer your question.
And we will love your call.
And we'll, okay.
For eternity.
Yeah.
Keith in Landrum, South Carolina, known on eBay as Xergy, X-C-E-R-G-Y. Hey, Keith, welcome back. What's your question or comment?
Hey, how you doing? Been a while since I've talked to you.
It has.
My question is about sales tax. Now, Griff, back in the day, you were talking about, oh, we need to move to PayPal because sending money by, cash and money order is so 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, with sales tax, eBay's system of collecting sales tax is still so 1999.
Mm.
In South Carolina, I have over 150 different tax districts that have various tax rates for whichever city you have, and none of them are defined by five-digit zip codes.
Right.
What is eBay's plan to make it more equitable and more honest for people to collect sales tax, not only just in South Carolina, but Washington State, which is origin-based taxing that has thousands of different zip codes?
Nothing. There's no plan. I'm being honest with you. So your question is, what is the plan?
I understand that. I am definitely anti-Marketplace Fairness Act legislation against that, and I support eBay's position on this, but there needs to be a more honest system than what eBay is presenting on this. And, you know, you take your competition, Amazon, when people send FBA items to a warehouse, now they're all automatically subject to multi-state sales tax nexus compliant, and when they do that, and they're doing that, automatically, that also affects web sales and eBay sales when they are selling items that they have stored in a warehouse in Pennsylvania. There needs to be a solution. What do you have for this?
Nothing. I told you, there's no plan. There's no solution. We provide for the state level only. There's no plans to change that. If you have a suggestion, you can send it in, and I'll forward it to the
team. One rate per state just doesn't get it. You guys need to step up to the plate.
Well, thank you for the input. You asked me a question, Keith. I don't lie. There's no plan to change this.
I understand that. It's just, right. This is why I have a Facebook group page dedicated.
And this is one of the reasons that. This is one of the reasons why eBay has a bunch of attorneys constantly fighting for us in Washington, D.C. This is just what you just mentioned about all these little different taxes and little different towns and things.
Yeah.
This is exactly part of the reason. eBay spends
that,
a lot of money. Keith, we all share,
solution.
Every single seller shares your frustration. However, think about it for a minute. It's not eBay.
He's asking us to implement a much deeper dive set of selections. And I'm telling you that we're not going to do that. Don't shoot the messenger. That's all I'm telling you. I know what people do. For example, in California, we have, there are different tax rates. Just the same way there is where you are, based on county. There's very few that are based on city that I'm aware of. So what I've done as a seller on eBay, because I sell a lot in California, is I've used my previous year's spread of where things have sold. You're not required to put the sales tax percentage of your... You can edit that. So if you have to up it a percent to cover or whatever to cover.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so you know that's the only solution we have right now.
Like
I'm happy
California
to take.
California is 8, so we'd be 8.5 now. Right.
So okay. I'm happy to take your suggestion. I can and send it to the team responsible for their consideration. That's all I can do. I don't own eBay. It's not Griff Bay. I don't make changes overnight. I don't make any changes unilaterally. It's not what we do.
Thank you.
So I need to set that expectation.
Thank you for your call.
But I understand your request. I understand the confusion. I understand the need. I'm being realistic and practical. I'm telling you it's not going to happen.
No, you're not being realistic and practical. You don't understand the entire problem.
I do understand it. I just told you I understand it, Keith. I'm a seller as well. What I'm telling you is I'm giving you the answer, whether you want to hear it or not, that's the truth, which is there are no plans to make this change to the tax, the way we collect sales tax, or the way we provide a system for sellers to add sales tax for their state, where there's no plans to do that. I'm sorry. Do you want me to lie to you? Yeah, there's a great plan. Gee, that's a great suggestion. Can't wait to implement it. I'm being honest with you, Keith.
Keith, thank you so much for your call. I'm sorry that we couldn't. I get the frustration about this.
Right. People expect me to, like, okay, let me change that. Yeah, that's like a top priority right now. So let me, in all of my power, make that change. Because this is not eBay. This is Griff Bay, and I own this site. I'm telling you that what I can do, I can answer your question honestly, and then, if you got a suggestion, I'm happy to send it forward to the appropriate team. This is not a company of 10 people. This is a company of 36,000 people. I don't run things here.
Jeez.
The Open Phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Makes for good radio, though, doesn't it? Next up, growing your business with Facebook. This is eBay Radio, and it's produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the Archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.